I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Visitors to America's most popular wilderness area, right here in the upper Midwest, could be looking at some substantial user fee increases. I'm talking about the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeast Minnesota, and these changes will be up for public review. More details when we return, but first... You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Superior National Forest, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is proposing increases to recreation fees for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The agency says the higher fees would increase education and maintenance and enhance the visitor experience. The Superior National Forest is accepting public review and comments through Tuesday, September 2nd. The proposed increases are substantial. The proposal would increase boundary water fees from $8 to $20 per youth per trip and from $16 to $40 per adult per trip. In other words, a group of four that's been paying $48 will now pay $160 for a permit. The U.S. Forest Service will have a couple of in-person public meetings and one virtual meeting in mid-July to take comments directly. For complete details, visit fs.usda.gov, then on the homepage toggle switch, select Superior National Forest. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.